It's time to make it count. We give professionals the knowledge, mindset, and habits to win at work and at home. I'm Freddie Bennett, Guinness World Record holder, business owner, adventurer, and author, giving you the tools to get unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed. The clock is ticking, so let's go and make it count. Welcome to the Professional Superheroes mini-series of Make It Count. And this week, folks, I've got a real treat for you. We are going to delve into a mindset that is going to be a game changer for you if you've ever felt overwhelmed by your workload, or if you've ever looked at your to-do list and it just feels impossible to complete, or if you've ever thought, I've got no idea how I'm going to get everything done in so little time, or, and this is a personal favourite of mine, if your head is spinning because it feels like you need to be doing more, but you know it's impossible to work any harder than you are already. Well, welcome to the mindset of the farmer versus the wizard. Now, when I first discovered this mindset, it totally shifted the way I thought about my time, my capacity, and my productivity. So let's dive in. First, please allow me to introduce you to the farmer. Let's meet the farmer. Now, the farmer trudges off to work in the fields every single day. The farmer will experience daily stress, struggle, and toil. They're always busy. They're always busy using their tried and tested tools and methods to work the land. And when you say to them, why are you doing it that way? The farmer will reply, well, we've always done it this way. They always do it that way because that's how they were taught to do it. So that's what they've always done. Now, the farmer admits that maybe they could change, but let's face it, change is scary. And besides, the farmer is too busy farming every day to have the time or the capacity to change the way they do things. That means the farmer falls into bed shattered every single night and they say to themselves, oh, I didn't do enough today. Then they lie awake worrying that something will happen beyond their control, destroying months of hard work. Or they'll be worrying that some of the farmers in their field will maybe go off to a different field and start working there. Or they'll be stressing out about how they're going to struggle through the harvest or how they're going to get through the next busy time of year. This means when the farmer wakes up every morning, the first thing they say is, oh, I didn't sleep enough. Then at breakfast time, they get angry at their farmer family and they shout, if you want me to put food on the table, then I need to make all these sacrifices and I need to go and work in the field every single day. And then on their way to working in the field, they hope and they pray that if they work their fingers to the bone, if they work hard enough and if they wait long enough, then one day, maybe, just maybe, they will get to enjoy the fruits of their labour. Did that sound familiar? Well, it does to me. I used to take the farmer mindset to my business and I thought the solution to all of my problems was just to work harder. And when I couldn't work any harder, then I just decided to sleep less. And all this got me was stressed out, burned out, underperforming and overwhelmed. But then I discovered a different approach. And as I said, when I took this different approach, this different mindset, it totally shifted the way I thought about my time, my productivity, my capacity, my energy, and therefore how busy I was. Well, let me introduce you to the wizard. Welcome to the world of the wizard. You're a wizard, Freddie. That's what we all said. Now, wizards wake up every day excited about the magic that they will create. Wizards are excited because they know that they can conjure up results from thin air. Wizards enjoy that supernatural ability to create something from nothing. Now, how can they do this? Because they invested time and invested energy on developing magical powers and adopting new magical tools and platforms. This means that they enjoy an abundant business and an abundant life because they never have to live in fear of losing. Wizards are never wasting energy worrying about waiting for the perfect time or waiting for the perfect conditions or waiting until they're less busy before they take action. All wizards focus on doing is finding a way to keep moving forward. And because they keep moving forward, they keep creating these magical results. This means that wizards can spend time being fully present with their wizard family, and they can focus on themselves and their goals without feeling selfish. Wizards can do this because they know the magic spells to cast to create the life and the business they want, with more positive outcomes, more joy, and a greater positive impact on all the people around them. So, the farmer or the wizard? Which one are you acting like? Which one would you rather be? Now, I love using contrasts like this to tell a story. And hint, hint, this is a great way to communicate a message to your clients as well. So let's take a second to look at the contrasts between the role of the farmer and the wizard. First up, farmers spend a lot of time consuming. They always focus on consumption. Wizards just focus on creation. So farmers consume, but wizards create. When a farmer hits an obstacle, they treat it like a knockout. When a wizard hits an obstacle, they treat it like a knock back. Now, this was a key shift for me when I was trying to grow my business. I would hit an obstacle and I would say, oh, that's a knockout, game over, I quit. But then I realized when I hit an obstacle, it didn't have to be a knockout. It could just be a knockback, but I could still keep moving forwards. Now, a farmer will reduce their goals to match their current conditions. A wizard will adjust their conditions to achieve their greatest goals. Now, we see this a lot. Someone says, oh, I've got this great goal that I want to achieve, but I'm not going to be able to achieve it because of X, Y, and Z. So I might as well just set a smaller goal. But if we take a wizard approach, we set the big goal and we say, yes, we have these conditions. We are facing X, Y, and Z. So what do we need to create that we can overcome these conditions and still achieve our highest goals? Now, when they may face difficult conditions, a farmer will look for a way out, but a wizard will always look for a way through. A farmer will tell you why something cannot be done, and they will spend hours explaining to you in long, painful detail why something cannot be done. When a wizard will just ask, how can it be done? And then they will focus on taking the action to make that how a reality. When it comes to their clients, farmers will focus on pleasing and serving their clients because that's what every other farmer does. Wizards will focus on transforming and exciting their clients because wizards know that the best, most powerful, most sustainable, most unique results happen during times of transformation and excitement. Now look, I know this kind of mindset shift can be intimidating because past experience tells us that we may not be able to change our present. But the uncomfortable truth is that some of us quite enjoy being trapped in our own life is hard narrative. And I used to have a client like this, and he was very much being a farmer. And I said to him, if I gave you an empty bucket and told you to carry it around the office all day, you would fill that bucket with water just to make your life more difficult. And then you would tell everybody else how difficult your life was. It doesn't have to be this way. We do not have to be trapped in this life is hard narrative. We can tell ourselves a different story. We can tell ourselves a story where we become the wizard. Look, any kind of change is hard, but you get to choose your hard. You can have farmer hard or wizard hard, and I know what I would prefer. So now, when I feel overwhelmed by a task or a project or a problem, I stop and I say to myself, am I looking at this thing like a farmer? How could I approach this problem like a wizard? So right now, I encourage you to ask yourself these questions. Where am I being a farmer? Where am I making life more difficult than it needs to be? How could I be a wizard? What would this look like if it was easy? What commitments can I make and what actions can I take today to make this happen? What can I do today to start being more like a wizard and less like a farmer? And I will finish today's episode of Professional Superheroes by saying this. If you're facing a challenge and you're feeling stuck, it's because you're being a farmer and you're making a false assumption. You are assuming something about this problem to be true, but it isn't actually true. So you're looking at this problem and you're feeling stuck because you're assuming there's only option A or option B, but you're totally missing option C. Once you discover the false assumption that you're making and you challenge it, that is when you will become unstuck. And that is how you start thinking like a wizard and not a farmer. So look, if you want to make the magic happen in your career and your business, then join me in the Professional Superheroes Mastermind. It's live now. Head to professionalsuperheroes.com to find out more. That's it for this week. I'm Freddie Bennett. You are a professional superhero. I'll see you on the other side. Thank you for listening to another show-stopping episode of Make It Count. I would love it if you could give us a 5-star review, subscribe, and share this podcast with the world. I am on a mission to get professionals unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed at work and at home. You can join our free Make It Count community. Click the link in the show notes, and you can also follow all of my adventures on Instagram at the Freddie Bennett. Well, for now, we made it count once again. I've been Freddie Bennett. You have been amazing, and I will see you on the other side.